Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Uminainchu Chayev Bachriusan Ash Yavu the Har Abayis. How do we know that you're Chayev in its Achrayis until you bring it to the Har Abayis? Shenemar Reishis Bikurei Ad Moscha Tavi Beis Hashem Lekecha. Melamed Shechayev Bachriusan Ash Yavu the Har Abayis. Mishnah continues. Harei Shehevi Mimin Echod Vikara. This is a totally different case. If a person brings from one species, let's say a pomegranate, and then he reads the Parsha, the Chozer Vehevi Mimin Acher, and then he wants to go bring a grape, Eino Kore. So now, since he already read the Parsha Bikurim, he doesn't read it again, even when he brings it from a different species. So the Rav says that this Chiddush is only needed for Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, we said earlier, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Magid is Chozer Magid. And the case was where if a person sold his field, so the first person was Mafresh Bikurim, the seller in that case, he brought the Bikurim, and then the second person that bought the field, the Tanakhama held that if it's the same species that the first person that sold the field already said Parsha Bikurim on, the second person does not. And Rehuda Shita there was he does, because it's two different people. So the Chiddush in this Mishnah, that over there Rabbi Yehuda said that by two people you're Magid, Chozer Magid, but with one person, if this guy already said it, with one person, but there's, however, two different species, there, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you don't repeat yourself. And Rabbi Akiva is bothered that even according to the Rabbanan, this would be a Chiddush and needed for the Rabbanan. Because the way we were sort of explaining, like the Rabbanan almost sounded like a din in the Cheftza, that if a field already had Bikurim that were brought, like the seller brought the Bikurim over there, so then the buyer doesn't bring it again because the Bikurim already were taken off from the field. But if you would have two different people with two different species, even the Rabbanan would agree, since it's two different species, it's not Min Echad, it's Shnei Minin, the second one, the buyer, for sure would bring Bikurim. So the Chiddush in this Mishnah, Frektub Kiveger, is that even one person, if it's two different species, I may think, since it's two different species, you have to say the Parsha Bikurim on each one. Because like we sort of said, it's like a din in the chefs, and it's a different chefs, it's a different species. Kamash Malon, the Mishnah tells me that since it's one person, he does not say the Parsha on the second one that he brings from the second species. So he doesn't understand why the Rav had to chapa onto Rabbi Yehuda.